Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to IMC's conference call to discuss the second quarter of 2016 results. The presentation is available for download at the company's website, www.internationalmealcompany.com/ir. We would like to inform you that during the company's presentation, all participants will only be able to listen to the call. We will then begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star then zero. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. In this conference, we have Mr. Jaime Zulk, CEO of IMC, and Mr. José Agoste, CFO and Investor Relations Director of IMC. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Jaime Zulk. Please, Mr. Zulk, you may proceed.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to IMC's conference call for the second quarter results, in which we provide important information related to IMC's performance, as well as the developments related to our strategy. In slide two, you can find the main highlights for the quarter. First, let's do a quick recap on the company strategy that we shared with you in the third quarter of 2015. As previously announced, we successfully executed the first strategy, which was to deleverage the company. As of end June, we have a net cash position of 42 million reais, which means zero leverage. Our operational excellence strategy aims to maximize effectiveness and efficiency in execution, creating a delightful consumer experience in each one of our restaurants. It also involves the rationalization of our portfolio and corporate structure, leading to a more focused, simpler, and healthier company with positive productivity every year. Pricing and menu engineering play a crucial role in operational excellence, especially in the high inflation scenario as we're experiencing in Brazil. To this end, we created and implemented a new pricing methodology and advanced our menu engineering efforts. As a result, price mix more than fully offset inflation in the second quarter of 2016 in Brazil. Also, we inaugurated two prototypes or pilot stores in the second quarter. The new Viena Express, a shopping Guatemala food court, and the new mini market layout for Frango Assado and Caieiras, which we intend to roll out when the testing period is completed and as we meet our ROIC criteria for the prototypes. The same is true for our organizational development pilot at Frango Assado Caieiras. This is a key non-CapEx intensive initiative that optimizes organizational structure and improves the sense of ownership at all levels with clear goals and variable compensation linked to performance. Last, in Brazil, we continue to implement actions to reduce cost and improve productivity and efficiency. In the U.S., we continue to make progress on menu engineering and retail assortment. These efforts are bearing fruitful results, as evidenced by the consolidation of our same-store sales turnaround for both retail and food and beverage in June and July of this year. We are also evolving on our third strategy by testing and validating ideas and projects to achieve organic growth. Examples are the launch of the sports bar and the Grab and Fly kiosk in Guarulhos Terminal 3, and the Expresso Mineiro, a premium coffee shop in the Cofins Airport. Also, we're testing delivery for the Viena brand, and we're implementing a renewed category management plan for alcoholic beverages. On the portfolio rationalization front, we closed 15 stores in 2016, of which five were in Q1 and 10 in Q2. Those 15 stores combined had negative contribution margin of 3.5 million reais in 2015. Including the five stores we closed in 2015, the total impact on contribution margin for those stores in 2015 was a negative 9 million reais. Regarding the quarterly financial results, we had a 3% reduction in net revenues due to a 0.5% decrease in same-store sales, combined with a net closing of 28 stores in the period. EBITDA was up 2.4 million reais versus the second quarter of 2015, but a $3.4 million reduction coming from Brazil's operating results, out of which $3.1 million come from lower volumes in the road segment. To offset inflation, we're working on price and product mix. In the second quarter, these initiatives were able to more than offset inflation. To offset lower volumes, we're reducing cost and improving productivity. Combined, these efforts that grew from $9.2 million in the first quarter to $18.6 million in the second quarter offset 78% of the volume decline impact into the second quarter from 92% in the first quarter, mostly as a consequence of the deterioration in the markets where we operate and a fiercer competition, especially in the road segment. Regarding cash flow generation, the EBITDA to operating cash conversion rate in the second quarter reached more than 100% or more than 20 million reais before CapEx. Another highlight for the quarter is that we reached new agreements with our top three airport operators in Brazil, strengthening our partnership while making relevant adjustments to better reflect the current market dynamics in the country. We continue to maintain a disciplined project management-driven approach to our operational excellence activities. Until year end, we plan to expand the breadth of our prototypes in Brazil to include the inauguration of a second Olive Garden restaurant, this time in malls, and new concepts for Vienna flagship and Frango Asado food and beverage, as well as for the Brunello brand. We are concluding the implementation of the zero-based budget that should further streamline our operations with cost optimization and standardized processes and operating practices throughout the organization. And we're developing a comprehensive S&OP and purchasing project with the support of AD Carnegie. In summary, we're taking strong actions to offset the adversities in Brazil while investing in the process foundations, structure, and projects for when the market comes back. This is evidenced by initial operational excellence results in terms of productivity, organic growth, and process improvements. We continue to be confident and determined to execute our strategy and the proper structure to implement it with excellence to sustainably deliver our operational and financial goals for the long run. Slide 3 shows the evolution of our execution plan of our strategy. The focus of the second quarter is on operational excellence, especially given the current conditions in Brazil. On this slide, we're providing a different perspective on the evolution of the execution plan as we're separating the projects that are capital intensive from the ones that are not. In the first half of 2016, we developed several projects that were capital demanding, such as the pilots for Vienna and Frango Asado's mini market, the new stores in the U.S., and the new concept stores in the airport segments in Brazil, as well as the renegotiation of the Brasilia contract. As for the non-capital intensive projects, we highlight important changes that will continue to drive performance improvements. These include headcount reductions, closure of key loss-making stores, same-store sales improvements in the U.S., new pricing policies and tools, the Vienna delivery project, and the hiring of dedicated chefs for both Brunello and Vienna. For the second half of the year, regarding non-capital-intensive projects, the highlights are the new agreements with Guarulhos and Confins airports, the new organizational structure and compensation model for the Frango Asado and Vienna pilots, the kickoff of the zero-based budget, and the S&OP and purchasing projects, and the new category management plan for alcoholic beverages. For 2017, we envision the rollout of selected pilot projects based on agreed-upon ROIC criteria and the opening of new stores in the airports in Brazil and in the U.S. as capital-intensive projects. For non-capital-intensive projects for next year, we're foreseeing the rollout of new organizational structure and compensation and further cost savings with S&OP and purchasing projects, and higher efficiency with direct labor, G&A, and SNOPEX. Slide 4 gives an overview of the second quarter and the main factors that influenced our EBITDA. The focus here is Brazil, the major source of our losses. Brazil's second quarter EBITDA was negatively affected by lower other income, but operational EBITDA was still 3.4 million reais below second quarter 2015. Other income totaled a negative 3.4 million reais in the quarter, of which approximately 5 million is related to the severance costs linked to the headcount restructure promoted in April. In the second quarter of 2015, we posted a positive 2.8 million reais in other income. Therefore, there is a negative 6.2 million change year on year in other income in Brazil. In the U.S., the rather flat performance was related to the FX fluctuation compared to the second quarter of 2015, partially mitigated by the lower same-store sales. We continue to work on initiatives to revert the downward trend in same-store sales, evidenced by the positive same-store sales performance in June and growing in July, that reached 1.8% positive from minus 3.6% in the second quarter. We now have a new assortment in place and a team now focused on group sales and a store-by-store analysis that started in Miami. In the Caribbean, as we had anticipated last quarter, same-store sales would be pressured by Panama's competitive environment, which is changing in both airport and the mall segments. However, we have managed to sustain a positive same-store sales evolution combined with higher margins, leading to a 7.2 million reais increase in operating income in the second quarter 2016 versus the second quarter 2015. With regard to holding expenses, there was a 4.7 million reais reduction in expenses due to the corporate restructuring promoted. Part of the savings in holding expenses have been used to establish new teams in Brazil, impacting Brazil's G&A expenses. On the following slide, we'll analyze with further detail the impacts on the second quarter results. On slide 5, we're presenting more detailed information on the 3.4 million pressure on Brazil's operating income. As discussed, price and product mix efforts into the second quarter drove improvements in our average ticket and more than offset inflation. In the long run, we expect to continue to fine-tune our pricing and menu engineering process to drive further flexibility, faster turnaround, and lower costs. Besides, as of the third quarter this year, we should see improvements deriving from our new airport agreements. To offset lower volumes, we continue to make headcount adjustments and implement efforts to improve productivity. Despite our improved performance when compared to the first quarter, the impact of lower volume in the second quarter was much greater than in the first quarter, and we were unable to offset the losses. We do, however, expect more progress as of the third quarter in 2016. On the cost front, our headcount reduction efforts should start to become more visible. On the productivity front and in the longer run, we expect further progress on our operational excellence levers. Our pilot stores, the zero-based budget, and our purchasing efforts should deliver higher efficiency and effectiveness, therefore positively impacting bottom line. Having said all this, new competition and lower number of tickets are still a source of concern. We have a smaller cake being divided amongst more players, and we have very high operational leverage, which means we're being disproportionately hurt when the volume goes down, and we're also disproportionately benefited when volumes go up. Our short-term focus continues to be on reducing costs and preserving cash while implementing process improvements, operational excellence, and organic growth projects to establish the foundation for future growth when market conditions improve. On slide 6, we talk about the trends in market size and market share in Brazil. On the left-hand side, you can see how the macroeconomic scenario has impacted the markets in which we operate, which hurts our same-store sales. In airports that we operate in, there was a 12.3% year-on-year passenger flow reduction in April, followed by a 10.8% reduction in May and an 8.2% reduction in June. Regarding malls, the Food Service Brazilian Institute reported a 6.3% reduction in April, 8.9% in May, and a 13% reduction in June. Finally, in terms of traffic in the roads that we are present, we've seen a reduction of 3.7% in April and May, and followed by a 6.6% reduction year-on-year in June. On the right-hand side, excluding closed stores, we show that generally we're able to sustain market share calculated by the share of food purchasings using debit and credit cards, despite the tougher competition. At the airports, our market share was nearly stable, despite a 9% reduction in the number of stores in the second quarter 2016 compared to the third quarter of 2015. When we started to measure share. At malls, we had a 10 percentage point reduction on market share, driven mostly by a 9% reduction in the number of stores in the period. Finally, in the road segment, there was a steeper reduction on market share of 14 percentage points, driven by the increase in the number of competitors in the Dutra and the Carvalho Pinto roads, combined with a 7% reduction in the number of stores, with 2 closed stores in the period. With all this in mind, we can infer that the volume impact in our EBITDA was driven by a continued worsening of traffic, more competition, especially in roads, and the reduction in overall consumer spending. Worth mentioning, we're still working to improve the accuracy and the reach of our market size and market share numbers. On to slide number 7. On the left-hand side, I'd like to disclose further details regarding the new agreements with our top airport partners. As previously disclosed, our strategy for airports in Brazil is to have a significant presence and a mutually beneficial partnership with a selected few top airports in the country. To this end, we have reached new agreements with the airport operators in the International Airport of Guarulhos in São Paulo, the International Airport of Brasília, and the International Airport of Belo Horizonte, CONFINS, reinforcing our commitment and partnership with each one of them. At the Guarulhos Airport, where we operate with well-established brands such as Red Lobster, Olive Garden, Margaritaville, Carl's Jr., Sports Bar, Frango Asado, Vienna, amongst others, we restructured the existing contracts to strengthen the partnership and to more accurately reflect the current market dynamics, maintaining the length of the contracts that expired mostly between 2023 and 2024. At Guarulhos, we will operate with 25 stores from currently 29, and we have also agreed to refurbish part of the existing stores, seeking to improve customers' experience and operational performance. At Brasília, where we not only have stores with brands such as Vienna, Red Lobster, Batata Inglesa, and Frango Asado, but also a catering operation, we increased significantly IMC's relevance at the airport, mainly in the airside, which is the restricted boarding area after the security check, with new stores to be launched in the coming months. The new agreement better reflects the current market dynamics and extend all contracts, new and existing, excluding catering, to the year 2026. Currently, we operate in Brasília with 11 stores, and after the planned closure of 3 stores and the opening of 8 new kiosks in the airside, the company will have 16 stores. Regarding Confins, where we not only have stores with brands such as Expresso Mineiro, Vienna Snacks, Carl Jr., and Batata Inglesa, but also a catering operation. Through the new agreement, we will be anchor operator for food and beverage offering at the new terminal's airside for 10 years. We will operate at the new terminal in 3 different areas with a multiple concept offering, bar, self-service restaurant, grab and fly, snack bar, among others. In addition to the catering agreement, it was extended for another 10 years in the airport of Confins. With that, IMC takes a very important step towards strengthening the partnership with the airport operators in 3 of the most important airports in Latin America, attesting its confidence and its commitment to the segment in Brazil. On the right-hand side, you can see the value that we're capturing as a result of the closure of loss-making stores that we have been promoting since 2015 in order to pursue a more efficient and focused company. Since the beginning of the loss-making store closure program, we have closed 20 stores, of which 5 stores were closed in the fourth quarter of 2015, 5 in the first quarter of 2016, and another 10 in the second quarter this year. In 2015, those stores combined had a negative impact on contribution margin of 9 million reais. A portion of the cost and productivity improvements you saw in the second quarter already reflect those store closures. We will keep pursuing the highest standards of store profitability, closing the stores that are beyond repair or the ones that are part of the portfolio rationalization strategy that we have. This process is also supported by our PMO project management team that, among other important tasks, monitors and measures all the action plans and the projects we have. Now on to slide 8. As I mentioned earlier, we're conducting a comprehensive sales and operating planning and purchasing project with A.T. Kearney that should help us on the cost front as well. With regards to sales and operating planning, S&OP, the project is structured in 4 stages. The first one, that we're finishing as we speak, is a complete diagnosis of the existing model. Then, we'll design a new process for S&OP. After that, we'll test this effort in 1 segment to finally roll it out across the company. The project aims to implement a centralized planning for sales, inventories, and operation, driving a higher demand predictability. With that, we should have lower inventory days of sales, therefore reducing working capital needs and consequently lower losses and waste of products. Also, with improved inventories, we should also have lower stockouts, reducing missed sales. We aim to improve menu management and work with substitute products to increase quality and freshness of our products. Ultimately, all these efforts should also help us to reduce food costs. Regarding purchasing, we're separating the project into 2 ways, in which the first one will tackle the most important categories by complexity and cost involved, and then tackle the remaining categories in the second wave. This strategic sourcing project should help us simplify our contracts and improve negotiating terms with our suppliers, granting us higher flexibility. The project also aims to increase predictability of demand so that we buy the right products at the right time and also allows us to identify correlated opportunities for similar or substitute products with suppliers. And obviously, the success should be measured by the level of purchasing cost reduction that we should achieve. Slide 9 shows the improvement of our average ticket in the last few months, partially offsetting the decline in the number of tickets. We had an increase in 20% in the air segment average ticket, followed by a 16% in malls and 14% in roads compared to the second quarter of 2015. On slide 10, I would like to give you more color on the Vienna Express pilot store. We have launched this first pilot store for Vienna Express, which is our buffet-style food court restaurant, where we are focused on consumer satisfaction with regards to gastronomy, ambience, and speed of service. We're also aiming at improved drinkability and dessert ratios. To that end, we promoted major changes to the store with improved customer flow and increased checkout positions to reduce the time at the checkout, resulting in smaller lines at the peak hours. We have also introduced a new assortment and planogram for improved drinks and desserts exposure to increase sales. An innovative and diversified lunch menu with different cycles, different menus for each part of the day, new categories, and a complete renewed store look and feel with a modernized concept. After the testing phase is concluded, we aim to achieve a reasonable basis to design the rollout roadmap by year-end, always dependent on ROIC parameters. We have introduced over 60 changes to the restaurant. It is important to note that we're taking a very disciplined approach to map all the changes and the tests to measure the results. On the following slide, I would like to share with you one example of how we are measuring the results from a specific test. On this test that we're presenting on slide 11, our objective was to reduce queuing time and introduce new products and concepts with a proper display. To that end, on the left-hand side, you can see the list of things that we have done. We've changed the checkout position, introduced to-go offerings, enhanced the grill station, introduced a second cooler by the exit of the store, and separated the salad bar from the hot plate buffet. Worth noting, all data was collected by our in-store cameras. On the right-hand side, you can see the graphic diagram of the results measured as to the share of time that the client spends inside our store on a specific area. The test showed that we're able to reduce the average queuing time to below target, and it showed where consumers spend their time and where are the bottlenecks. Based on the results, we created specific action steps to address the conclusions and further improve the model. This is just one example of our disciplined approach based on the PMO methodology project management to map out and measure all the results from the changes and the tests we're promoting. The same methodology and discipline is also applied to all the pilots we're implementing, such as the Frango Asado retail store that we'll explore a little bit more on the next slide. If you go to slide number 12, I'll give you more color on the Frango Asado retail pilot store. In June, we launched a new pilot mini market at Frango Asado Caieiras. Our focus is to improve customer satisfaction with regards to assortment and ambience, while improving the share of business of the new market with increased number of items sold per ticket. We changed the layout to improve consumer flow and completely changed the look and feel with improved visibility. We've also adjusted the assortment and planogram of 12 categories. Within these, 4 categories are new ones: hygiene and beauty, barbecue, pet, and winery. We brought 185 new products while exiting from 220 others, and we have introduced promotional displays. As you can see on the pictures on the right-hand side, we implemented a single line at the checkout, aiming at reducing time in the line. This, coupled with a broader product exposure, should help improve checkout sales. Again, as I have said for Vienna, we're taking a very disciplined approach to test and measure the results from all the changes and hypotheses that we're testing. In the second half of 2016, we'll also test a new food and beverage offering, which is restaurant, bakery, snack bar, pilot at the Frango Asado in Caieiras. For the ones living in Brazil and the ones visiting from abroad, I would like to invite you to visit those pilot stores and to get an even clearer picture of what I'm mentioning here. Don't hesitate to contact our IR department to set up a visiting agenda. I'm confident that you'll be positively impressed by the changes. Last, I would like to emphasize that these stores are still in testing phase, in which we're adjusting a lot of hypotheses gradually. Therefore, any current result or development is still very, very preliminary. For that reason, we will not disclose any particular performance data at this point. On slide 13, I would like to share with you one of the most important projects that we're currently working on at the company, and that in the long run will be transformational for us to drive the sustainable, profitable growth of our business, the Ownership at All Levels project. The key objectives of this project are, first, to foster the owner behavior of restaurant associates, highly incented to perform with aligned meritocracy, clear understanding of what's expected from each and every one of them, and effectively hired and trained to perform. Second, to implement a systematic operational approach to grant high performance and high standards with processes, routines, audits, and constant monitoring. To reach that, we're promoting an organization structure and design overhaul, reducing the number of positions from 21 to 13, translating into a 5% reduction in headcount. We set a simple one-pager for each position with clear job description, priorities, KPIs, and required training. And we have established a clear remuneration policy as well. We have also changed the performance evaluation system, simplifying to one monthly operational audit prioritized report, setting a performance checklist and report per position, and standardizing a cascading process to align goals across all personnel of the restaurant. Regarding training, we've changed the approach from theoretical to practical, with much more on-the-job content. We've created a dedicated technical certification program for managers and a training certification degree that is only granted conditioned on actual achievement objectives. We also created a performance-related reward system based on contribution margin achievement with monthly rewards with clear meritocracy and aligned individual goals to 100% of positions from 29% in the past. It is important to note that we're incentivizing over delivery as variable pay escalates as contribution margin improves. Finally, we created routines and processes with clear and simple top priority activities per workstation and a headcount positioning guide with a visual dashboard, standard for a plan with activities map, headcount distribution based on demand curve and day part, upfront planning for the idle times and breaks to increase personnel efficiency, and a manager routine map following the customer's view. This is also a project with highly disciplined approach, and its measure of success is based on impacts over sales, direct labor costs, productivity, employee motivation, and turnover. We just implemented all this at Galleras, in Frango Asado, and we're testing all the elements to fine-tune the plan and workbook. We expect to validate all hypotheses until year-end and implement a customized pilot plan for the new Vienna Deli concept. After validation, we plan to roll out the program to all Frango Asado locations in 2017. Regarding new revenue growth streams on slide 14, I would like to first highlight the efforts towards our delivery project. We're first testing delivery for a couple of selected Vienna restaurants in São Paulo. From March through May, we have developed the products, the process that include the production at the central kitchen and the logistics structure, and some of the IT solutions. Then, until July, we're simulating the demand in-house to test the menu, which products would work best or not for delivery, the packaging, and one of the most important issues, the logistics, as a great part of the any delivery success is based on how fast you can do it. We're now promoting a soft opening to test the assumptions related to the target audience and potential demand so that we make sure that we have the proper structure to deliver and provide the best-in-class service. By October, we're planning to have the grand opening where we'll be testing volumes, campaign reactions, and the effectiveness of our call center for these two restaurants. Besides, we should have by then greatly advanced in our web platform in which the delivery will be based and define the potential call center solution. We'll also be working with mobile application marketplace services. After the test is concluding those two stores, we should roll out delivery to other restaurants and potentially other brands. Worth mentioning, our benchmarks indicated a well-run delivery operation can represent anywhere between 15 and 20% of sales with very limited cannibalization. On the right-hand side, I would like to point out the new restaurant concepts that we're testing, such as the kiosks in Guarulhos and a sports bar, also in Guarulhos, and the Expresso Mineiro in Confins, which is a full-fledged premium coffee shop. In the second half of 2016, we plan to test a few more concepts. One is for Vienna Deli, a flagship store with a completely different value proposition in malls. Another is to open the first Olive Garden in malls, leveraging on the positive performance we have in the Guarulhos Airport. Lastly, we plan to open a new Brunello concept aiming at revamping the brand. To conclude, I'd like to emphasize some key points. First, we're taking the proper measures to offset the short-term pressure from the adversities in Brazil while investing in the areas that should grant us future growth. Second, we're building the company's foundation for sustainable and profitable growth, focused on operational excellence, process discipline, and long-term results. And last, I'd like to mention there is a long road ahead of us, but we are confident that we are in the right path, especially considering the initial developments of our strategy and the initiatives we have taken so far. I'll now pass the floor to José Agote, our CFO, who will provide further detailed information on our financial performance. After José's comments, I will also be available to answer any questions that you may have. Once again, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jaime, and good afternoon, everyone. I want to remind you that our results are pro forma and represent the company after the sales of the assets in Mexico, Puerto Rico, and the Dominican Republic. On slide 15, we can see the evolution of the number of stores. We see that the company ended the quarter with 271 stores, a net decrease of 28 stores in comparison with the previous year. There was a net reduction of 28 stores in Brazil, of which 14 were in airports, 2 in roads, and 12 in shopping malls. In the U.S., there was a net increase of 2 stores, while in the Caribbean, there was a net reduction of 2 stores. In April, we launched 3 new concepts in Brazil, grab-and-fly kiosks and a sports bar in the Guarulhos Airport, and also a full-fledged premium coffee shop in the Confins Airport. In June, 2 pilot stores were launched in Brazil, as Jaime has previously mentioned, 1 Viena Express and 1 Frango Salo, both already existing stores, not affecting the total number of stores. On the next slide, we can see the same-store sales performance in the second quarter. On the top left, we can see that the Brazilian same-store sales totaled negative 6.3%, with the road segment posting a 5.6 negative same-store sales, combined with an 11% reduction at airports, and a negative 2.4% same-store sales in shopping malls. On the top right, we can see that the U.S. operation had a negative 3.6% same-store sales in constant currency. It is important to note, however, that this figure already represents an improvement over the 2015 trend of negative 5%, and as we start to see results of the implemented initiatives. In July, same-store sales was up almost 2% versus 2015. On the bottom left, we have the performance of the Caribbean operations. As we anticipated in the first quarter, Panama is under heavy pressure due to the change of the competitive landscape at the airport and in the shopping mall segment. Consequently, same-store sales increased by 3% in the second quarter, down from over 10% in the first quarter of the year. Finally, on the bottom right, we have the consolidated figures that show a 4.6% year-on-year reduction in constant currency and a 0.5% reduction in reais. On slide 17, we have the company's consolidated results, which were negatively impacted by the store closures and lower same-store sales, and posted a net revenue decline of 7% in constant currency, or 3% in reais. EBITDA totaled 24 million reais in the quarter, growing 11% versus last year. In constant currency, EBITDA was flat versus prior year, but with an 80 basis points increase in margin. Moving to the next slide, we have the consolidated results for the Brazilian operation, still impacted by the softer macroeconomic scenario. Operating income came in at 2 million reais, down 82% or almost 10 million reais versus last year, with a 370 basis point reduction in margins due mostly to lower volume and the impact of inflation on our cost structure. That was partially offset by our pricing, productivity, and cost reduction efforts, as Jaime already mentioned. On slide 19, we can see that Brazilian airport operations posted a reduction of 11% in same-store sales that combined with a 14-store reduction in the quarter led to an 18% reduction in rent revenues that totaled $64 million in the quarter. However, despite the pressure on top line, operating income came in at $2 million, which represents a 14% improvement year-over-year and a 90 basis point increase in margin. Excluding rents, operating margins were up by 280 basis points at 23%. On slide 20, we have the air segment operating income bridge. We can see that the $5 million impact of inflation was partially mitigated by pricing efforts that totaled $3 million, an almost 60% inflation offset, up from 14% in the first quarter. The $8.5 million impact of lower sales volume was offset by headcount and cost reductions of $7 million, and productivity efforts on food costs that had an almost $4 million positive impact in the quarter. All in all, Brazilian air operations presented a 0.3 million increase in operating income. Yet, it is important to bear in mind there are still several levers for the aero operations, including the negotiation of the lease agreements that were concluded between June and August, the launching of new stores and concepts such as the grab-and-fly kiosks, sports bar, and premium coffee shops that were launched in April, and the constant efforts to improve average ticket as well as operational excellence. Moving now to the road segment on slide 21, we can see that the pressure from lower traffic combined with increased competition led to a reduction in same-store sales of almost 6%. That combined with a net reduction of 2 stores in the quarter led to a 9% reduction on net revenues that totaled $98 million in the quarter. On slide 22, we have the road segment operating income bridge. We can see that the $3 million impact of inflation was fully offset by the almost $7 million positive impact of our pricing efforts. There was also a slight improvement in our headcount that combined with a $2 million improvement in productivity partially mitigated the $9 million impact from lower volumes. All in all, the Brazilian roads operation presented a $3 million real drop in operating income. In terms of perspectives and levers for the segment, I would like to highlight the implementation of a new mini-market pilot store that was launched in June, aiming at increasing mini-market share of revenues, and after the testing phase, it should be implemented in other stores. Also, in the second half of the year, we should also test the pilot for the food and beverage area at the same Frangosul. On the next slide, we analyze the malls operation, which were impacted by a reduction of 2.4% on same-store sales and the net closure of 12 stores, leading to almost 9% reduction in net revenues that reached $63 million in the quarter. It is important to highlight that store closures are linked to the company's plan to rationalize its portfolio and also make part of the loss-making store plan. On slide 24, we have the mall segment operating bridge. Here we can see that the 3.4 million impact of inflation was fully mitigated by the pricing efforts that totaled almost 4 million. The 5.5 million reduction in headcount combined with a million reais from higher productivity fully offset the 6 million negative impact of the drop in volume in the quarter. All in all, the Brazilian malls operation posted an almost 1 million real increase in operating income. In the mall segment, there's a lot of room for improvement, as we're just in the middle of the portfolio rationalization that will lead to higher focus on fewer brands and more profitable locations. Furthermore, we have launched a completely new concept for Vienna Express, aiming at improving drinkability and dessert ratios, as well as reducing queuing time and improve overall sales. Also, in the second half, we will launch 2 new pilot stores, an Olive Garden and a Vienna Deli, not to mention the continuous focus on pricing and operational excellence. Now on slide 25, we'll talk about the U.S. operation, which we present in local currency. In the second quarter, revenue from the U.S. operations reached $33 million, roughly stable compared to the second quarter of the previous year, due to the reduction of same-store sales of 3.6% and partially mitigated by the opening of 2 new stores. Operating results reached $4.4 million in the quarter, down from $5 million in the previous year. This reduction is a consequence of lower sales combined with lower equity income and higher utilities and pre-opening expenses that were partially offset by lower personnel and rent expenses. The recently appointed management team is already working on some projects aiming at reverting the same-store sales downward trend in the short term, such as pricing and suggestive selling efforts, which already led to positive same-store sales in July. And the team is also working on projects for the mid and long term, such as menu engineering and group sales, to seek to sustain healthy levels of same-store sales growth. On slide 26, we review the Caribbean operations in Panama and Colombia. For a better comparison, we're presenting figures in reais, but in constant currency. As we have anticipated in the first quarter, Panama is under heavy pressure due to changes in the competitive landscape in the airport and mall segments, which led to positive same-store sales growth of 3%, compared to 13% in the first quarter. Higher operating leverage from the higher sales combined with improved costs and expenses as a result of the operational excellence efforts and one-off expenses in 2015 resulted in nearly 3 times increase in operating income that totaled 10 million reais in the quarter. On the next slide, we analyze the geographical distribution of our revenues and operating income. The stronger performance of our international operations, along with the depreciation of the real, has led Brazil to represent a lower percentage of the consolidated results, totaling 62% of revenues and 25% of operating income. Now we'll talk about net income on slide 28, which totaled $0.2 million in the quarter. Net income was mainly affected by 3 million reais of special items related to the stock option plan, and a net financial income of 9.2 million. In turn, net financial income was affected by a non-cash positive impact of 8 million reais from the write-off of accrued interest as a consequence of the renegotiation of rights over points of sales with the Brasilia Airport. And excluding this non-recurring impact on financial results, IMC would have posted a net financial income of 1 million reais in the quarter, compared to a net financial expense of 12 million in the prior year, reflecting the positive impact from the deleveraging process. Now commenting on the company's cash flow, we move to slide 29. Working capital was negative in 9 million and was mainly impacted by payments related to the renegotiation of rights over points of sales with airports. There was also marked reduction on interest and tax expenses in the quarter that led to an operating cash flow generation of 21 million, representing an EBITDA to operating cash conversion of 100%. Continuing with the cash flow on slide 30, we can see that we consumed 74 million in the quarter. The cash flow highlights include CapEx of 46 million that includes prepayments related to the renegotiation of rights over point of sales with airports or key money that was already on our balance sheet, total debt amortization of 21 million, and 8 million reais related to the share buyback program. On the following slide, we'll see the impact from the cash flow on the company's leverage. In the first 6 months of 2016, we had a debt reduction of 262 million. We used the proceeds from the capital increase and the asset sales to prepay our debt. We prepaid 90 million seller finance at a discount, eliminated debt related to points of sale at airports through the renegotiation of the contracts and upfront payments, and made large prepayments on our bank debt. At the end of June, the company held a 42 million net cash position, concluding the first stage of our online strategy. Not reflected in these numbers is the $21 million prepayment on our U.S. debt that happened in July. This concludes my comments on the financial results, and from now on, we will open the Q&A session, where we'll be completely open to clarify any questions about the company.
We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star, then one. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star, then two. Since there seems to be no further questions, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Jaime Zulk for his final remarks.
Well, everybody, thank you so much for attending the call. And I reinforce the fact that we're open to questions, to further questions in the future. And also, I reinforce the invite for you guys, either in Brazil or elsewhere, to come to Brazil, come to São Paulo to visit our pilot stores, and make sure you talk to either Victor, our investor relations manager, and or José Agote, our CFO, to schedule those visits. Okay, so thank you very much and great afternoon to everybody.
This concludes IMC's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a nice day.